Okay, this is a bit of a gimmick. As you know, I'm sure by looking at advertising, and maybe you have one yourself, there's been a sort of an explosion in the type of phones and the quality of phones that have been released in the last couple of years. Smartphones, iPhones, that kind of thing. And you can now edit and record on a telephone. So what I've decided to do is try and make a radio program entirely on an iPhone. Record, edit, and send it to RTE for broadcast. And the topic is phones.
My parents call it kind of my third arm, really. It's like, I can't live without my phone. I have it on me. I use it for directions, and I have it on me for checking altitude when I'm skiing and everything. It's kind of bad, really, how reliant I am. So.
Why do you need to know what your altitude is when you're skiing?
Just curiosity.
What was the last text you sent or received?
We did Today FM there in work, and they're doing a UNICEF promotion, so I actually texted a euro to charity there like 30 minutes ago. Lucky I sent that now, coming across as a nice guy, but yeah, that wouldn't be the ordinary text, but yeah, no, that was the last one I sent there.
There's someone bringing me now. Hiya. Hi, love, how are you? All right, I will, of course. No bother. Thank you, bye. That's my son. That's my son-in-law telling me my grandson is trying to ring me.
All right.
And would I ring if he's in college?
Alan, I'm busy here with an RT man on the TV. I'm on the radio at the moment over here. He's with my uncle at the moment, looking after him, putting him on the train. Okay, thanks, bye.
I'm in Alva Plunk Street. Where are you? In about an hour. All right, that's no bother, love. You won't. No bother. All right, so give me a ring. Okay. So give me a ring when you come out. All right, so I'll ring you. All right, okay, so be good. Bye, love. Bye. No, he's gone back to college, and he'd be out in an hour, and he'd join us for lunch.
Tell us about, what kind of phone is it?
It's a Nokia, just normal, plain. Sorry, I had the touch screen, but broke it, so now I'm using this.
How did it break?
Dropped it, the usual.
How many phones have you had?
This year? Five or six? Six phones.
You've had six phones this year?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Three Nokias, two Samsung, and Sony Ericsson.
What happens then?
I'm just so clumsy when anywhere I go, I just drop my phone all the time, so.
This is the kiosk in Paul Street Shopping Centre, Cork City Centre. I am originally from Armenia. My name is Andranik. People call me Andrew. We do repairs, sales of mobile phones.
You seem to have some really old phones. Can you tell me how old some of those phones are?
Some of the phones are about 7-8 years old.
Is that all? That's amazing. Do you have a favorite phone here?
No, I like all phones. Like, I am interested in all types of phones, touch screens, all types of phones.
Tell me about the last phone call you just made or just received.
I just rang my mother and I said thanks because she dropped me in money to college. So that's it.
That was decent.
Yeah.
Had you left home without it or?
Yeah, I was out last night and I left home without any money, so silly.
And did she give out to you?
No. I went into this morning, so she's not angry.
And what about the last texts you sent or received? Can I have a look or will you show me?
Yeah, my cousin just asked me, am I going out tonight and all that. I said, it depends on money.
Yeah, platform one. The last text I sent was, 45.
What's 45?
That was, I was playing poker the other night. I shared it with a fella, so that was the answer of how much I got.
45 euro?
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, it was all right. It's handy.
What's the screensaver thing you have? Can I ask you that?
That's my dog.
What kind of dog is it?
It's a miniature schnauzer. He's a very nice dog.
Is he?
But yeah.
What's he called?
Hoffa.
Hoffa?
Yeah.
Where'd you get that name?
That's my dad's. My dad picked that name. It was his nickname years ago. And that's where it came from. He was a union man or something in America, and my dad got that nickname 2 years ago. So that's where it was kind of from.
Do you enjoy being in the kiosk?
Yes. Yes, I like what I'm doing, yeah. This is a laboratory as well for me. I do experiments. I do lots of things here.
Tell me your latest one.
The latest one? The
latest experiment, yeah.
Well, we are trying to put the new languages. If you are a foreigner and you want the French language, for example, inside your phone, but it's originally without the French language, we try to add the languages into your phone. So if there is a demand, it will be interesting for me to satisfy the demand.
She's the one that, I don't use the phone. That's my daughter there. She uses the phone. You could hear her, and she's on that now for the last hour and a half.
And is it her phone or your phone?
Her phone.
And who does she be talking to?
Don't ask me. This is 24/7.
And do you not use a phone?
No.
Why not?
Well, in other words, I can't. I'm going to get caught up to do this and do that. So I have 4 kids and 4 of my phones. Stacey, 1 minute, there now, just.
Tell me about the kind of phone you have.
An LG one. No, LG touch phone.
And what have you got on the back of it?
Diamonds.
It's these kind of little stick-on diamonds?
Yeah.
Your mum is saying Jessica, she doesn't know what you'd be doing on the phone all day.
On my phone 24/7.
What was the last text you sent?
To my dad. Say hi.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah.
Just connecting.
You got her off the phone for a few minutes.
You're well organised. Would you have it out again now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I might as well be in town with an invisible person.
What happens if you walk across the road and you're on the phone and a car comes along?
Car can't knock them down, they tell you.
Can they not?
No.
You have special powers.
That's what my lot says. The cars have to stop.
If you're on the phone.
Yeah.
Girlfriends are probably the best texts. There's no denying that. They can really brighten up your day.
Do you save those texts?
No, I don't, but apparently they do to the ones that I send back. So, yeah. No, I wouldn't be caught dead with them. If my mum found them now, I'd be in big trouble.
Do you ever tell somebody you love them by text?
I don't know, you leave the X's at the end and it's sort of, yeah, that's your love for it, to be honest.
Do fellas use X's with each other on text?
No.
Or do they use as many exclamation marks?
No, smiley faces and X's are totally out of the question between guys. It's just, where are you? How are you? When will I see you? What's the homework? Can I borrow your copy type thing?
And feelings?
Oh, God, no. Only to girls.
Basically it there, right? Replacement covers, leather cases, house, car chargers, holders, mobile phone holders for cars. Those, they stick on the dash or the windscreen.
Do you ever say to people, younger people, what life was like before there were phones?
We did a lot of standing around waiting for women, didn't we? Yeah. No, standing around the dark waiting for them to turn up.
And did the women turn up?
Yeah, more often than not, yeah.
All right. Well, that was good. Great. You have a case there for old Nokias there, right?
Which Nokia all the way back?
And what's it called? What kind of Nokia is it?
6310i.
So that 6310i,
yeah.
Which was a really big phone a couple of years ago, wasn't it?
Yes. 3310.
3310.
3310, yeah.
So that was so slick about 10 years ago.
About 10 years ago, yeah, exactly.
And what are you selling that for now?
€35.
€35?
Yeah, simply any network.
As you see, I'm alone here, and I don't feel alone because it's very useful. You have a mobile phone, so I can always be in touch with someone all the time.
So do you do Facebook on your phone?
Yes.
What was the last good thing that you read from one of your friends on Facebook? What did you look at this morning?
This morning I saw one of my friends went in Portugal, was Michael Bublé concert. Yeah. So his taxi was amazing and he really enjoyed Michael Bublé.
What's
our excuse? I cut it off too quick. My son, what are you? Because I just had the arm in the ring leg. And he put the sign and she's up in arms over her.
You don't even hear her anyway. Found a one.
It's a Western thing, is it?
Yeah.
Why do you not like it?
Stupid. Everyone be looking at him inside the shop.
Are you worried about him being cool, is that it?
Cool?